book something similar to an ultrasound. You're actually bouncing waves after a bit of the river or lake or seabed, whatever you're working in, and you're getting a signal back up. Gives you a complete image of what's on the bottom, exactly what there is. If there's a shopping trolley there or something like that, you'll see it. You know, you'll see it, no problem.
And the Mallow Search and Rescue Team, they've come up here to the northwest and they've used it here for the first time in the search for David Cahoon. Where was searched?
We searched there out around the river there, around Lifford, Stavan, that area, maybe 3 or 4 miles downstream, and all the general area where he was reported to have fallen in the river and that. So we gave it a good sweep with it, but we didn't come up with anything there. But
and is there any plans to search any more parts of the river?
Not at the moment, anyway. You know, it was a long shot, really, to use it on that, and we did explain that before we went up, because he's been missing for so long. Generally, with this thing, we need to get it in and use it. We'll say in the first week or two, anyway, would be ideal. Probably a bit longer would work okay as well, but 6 months was a long shot for it.
So what other options do the Cahoon family have now?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I don't know. That was the option of using the scanner was there, and we said we'd go up and give it a shot, even though we thought it was a long shot. We'd give it a go anyway. Where they go from here, really, I honestly don't know. It's been a long time for them now. You know, 6 months is a long time to have somebody missing in the water. It just gets harder and harder to recover somebody. But at the same time, there's been an incident here in Cork where person was recovered after over a year. So, you know, you never really give up hope. Keep trying anyway.